You know, there's a lot of concern with coronavirus kind of overwhelming the capacity of our healthcare workers and our hospitals. Do you have a sense that that's happening out in Winslow?
In Winslow, recently we had three deaths in the community, none of which reached the hospital alive. We've been getting increasing number of cases in our emergency room and increasing numbers being diagnosed. Over the weekend, we've had multiple admissions, but we are not yet overwhelmed. However, in Tuba City and Flagstaff, I know they have been much more overwhelmed. And I guess in Tuba City, they're having a problem with staffing. There are a lot of people who've called out sick.
Can you talk a little bit about the challenges that come with being a doctor in a rural community? It sounds like at least one of those challenges is the very long distances that ambulances have to drive.
Yeah, we cover the entire southern tier of the Navajo Nation at the Winslow Indian Healthcare Center, and we have upwards of 18,000 or 19,000 patients that we take care of, and the furthest reaches are at least 85 miles away in Jedito, right near Hopi. So, yeah, patients do have a long way to go, and you're absolutely right. Right now, there are a lot of people who are in private enterprise where they do patient transport, but none of those are available right now because of the fear of the virus. So right now, we have a limited number of ambulances to go get patients.
Are you finding shortages of medical supplies that you need?
Not yet, but we know that that's going to, you know, the wave will eventually come. We're aware of the fact that we may run short in certain things. We've actually gone out and bought extra gloves for ourselves. Actually, some people today were making shields and face masks to protect the eyes. I think we're going to run out of masks soon in our clinic. And I think the frustrating thing is the fact that we, though there's federal monies that have been, you know, supposedly dedicated to us, you know, upwards of, I think a couple bills was upwards of $100 million, that money just hasn't made its way to us yet. So that's the fear, that we're not going to be properly funded. I think that the federal government's response has been incredibly slow to this entire pandemic.
Can you tell me a little bit about how people are feeling right now? Is there a lot of people coming in that have mild symptoms and they really want to get checked out and see what's going on?
Yes, you know, and that's one of the difficult things too, is that it was so difficult to get the testing going. And you know, specific county regulations have made it such that you have to have very specific criteria, fever and a runny nose and cold-like symptoms, but not everyone presents like that. And I think the limitation of testing is just awful. And even now, we had a healthcare provider that needed to be tested on Saturday, and we're not going to get his results back till Wednesday or Thursday. So he's going to be home waiting for the test to come back.
Are you concerned, and you can tell me if this is too personal a question, but are you concerned about bringing something home from the hospital to your own family?
Absolutely. I mean, just as you called, I was, you know, I'm just coming home, and I went right upstairs. I have my two daughters at home, and I'm going to take off, you know, I change my clothes, put them in, you know, away, and then shower right away. And I made sure I brought my Clorox bleach to every handle I touched. I made sure it was clean. I'm absolutely very concerned about bringing this home.
Dr. Jaron, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Melissa, it's my pleasure.